guys, welcome to another episode of Nairobi Sisterhood. I am Gina, and today I am here with one, my bestie, co-host, lovely friend,
Maya Mushami,
and one of our first male guests. Well, not the first, but you're almost
first podcaster.
Yes,
hey.
First podcaster.
Well, I'm a fellow podcaster.
You are a fellow podcaster.
Can you
miss out? I am a huge fan. Let's start.
Should I introduce you?
You can try. Let me see.
Hey,
let me see how you're going to do it.
Okay. So this fine gentleman on my right.
Fine gentleman, I like that.
Yes, who is sandwiched between two beautiful women.
I love
is
it.
He's Richard.
Of course.
He works in marketing, he's a podcaster, he's really good at what he does, and he's one of the most positively masculine people I have seen.
Okay.
And I am there for this energy, and I really want to see what you bring to Nairobi Sisterhood. And also, they have a podcast with their friend, and it's like a brotherhood. So I feel like we are kind of the same,
good.
But not the same. So that's why we're also doing this collab, so that we can see what we can gain from each other.
Yeah,
and that said, I want you to introduce yourself without saying what you do for work.
Right.
Who are you?
I don't know if you guys are NBA fans, but there's a time.
I'm not the one.
there's an interview where Kawhi Leonard said, you know, I'm a fun guy. the weird laugh. It was a meme and all. So I think I'm a fun guy. One.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Uh-huh.
I like to think of myself as someone who constantly pursues knowledge.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I like interacting with people. I love pushing boundaries. But at the end of the
you
day,
said pushing boundaries. I'm not sure whether that's a good thing.
Like, why are we pushing boundaries? Can we not just
let's respect the boundaries?
No.
Yeah.
No.
You mean like think out of the box?
Yeah. Oh, pushing boundaries context. In terms of you always have to go beyond your comfort zone.
Okay. Yeah. Love that. Love
that's,
that.
That's the type of boundaries I'm saying. Mm, okay, I respect boundaries.
We would hope so, because we are not above cancelling you either.
Even on the set.
The cancel culture is strong with these two, so, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't
check
want
out that episode.
Yes. I wouldn't want to get cancelled at any time. Other than that, I think I just like doing life at this point. It has its ups and downs,
mm-hmm.
but I love the fact that we just all have to go through it.
Yeah. Okay. Like that fact.
Yeah, we just have to go through it.
Okay. I am like, struggling then.
At the end of the day,
yeah.
I think that's that's my least favorite part about adulting. Like,
yeah.
The fact that we have to go through
it.
Like, I can't just switch off today.
Yeah.
And be like, I'm not doing anything today and I'll survive.
No
offense. So constant. And it's so never ending.
No
there's always something. So you wonder.
And you're constantly just tired.
Yes.
That one for tired Kwanza.
Tired, sleepy.
I'm
hungry.
Tired of being
There's
tired.
Something.
Tired of being tired at this point.
I completely understand. Maya introduced
I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Basically.
That's the one. That's the one.
I get it. Yeah, so I think that's it for me.
You forgot you're a father?
I love being a father. Love. Yeah.
Akiongelelea mtoto wake alia. Hey.
It's so sweet. It's so wholesome.
I'm a proud father of a baby girl. She's 1 year and 5 months.
Oh.
Yeah. As of the day we're shooting this episode.
Wow.
So I love.
Wow.
Yeah, I love the whole fatherhood experience.
Yeah.
I love the fact that I got a baby girl because I never grew up with sisters.
Oh.
Yeah. So
love that.
It's just my brother and I, and then my sister came along.
A whole
29
later,
years later.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I love the fact that I have a daughter. So
that's good.
I love it. I think I'm open to probably getting another daughter. I don't know.
I'd love to get her son.
Uh-huh. I've never.
I have a question.
I never chose. I was never picky with the gender of the kid.
But now you want a daughter.
I want another daughter. Yeah.
Like,
that's so interesting.
The experience of having a daughter, you want another.
I don't know whether this is irrelevant, but let me just ask. I've had a lot of people say, like, guys, be like, I don't want a daughter because I don't want my daughter to be character developed. Does that mean that you are a good man in the past? Well, that's why you're not worried about the things that people will do to your daughter.
I don't actually believe in that because I don't think at a simply because of the type of person I was, my daughter is going to go through the same experience.
You don't believe at.
I just believe that whether she dates a good person or a bad person, she has to go through that whole process of life.
Oh, bless
her, in her own way.
Yeah.
So I don't think I'll be afraid of getting a daughter simply because I think she's going to go through the experiences that I have taken women through.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So, have you taken women through experiences?
I don't know.
All of Richard's exes. I'm joking. I'm joking.
Don't, all my don't exes do it. Live don't in Texas. Do it. Like, my name is George Strait. So there's I think I got to a point where I was like, yeah, I'm done dating. I think I've dated enough. Mm-hmm. I've dated enough. Mm-hmm.
Me too.
There was a joke.
Me too. Me too.
There was a joke that.
Me too.
My exes were like the Infinity Stones. I finished my collection.
Wow.
I was like, I've had enough.
Mm-mm. Yeah. And
yeah,
then,
I've had enough. So I'm done.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't think I took women through a bad experience because I'm friends with all my exes.
Me too.
I have a cordial relationship with all of them.
Let us talk about that.
Yeah.
Because why? A very cordial relationship.
A very cordial relationship in terms of like, I even know the type of people they are dating. Like some of them have gone on to get partners, get children, you know.
So you're saying you're cordial with them, you're not close friends.
We're not, technically, I don't know. I don't know how to define it. Mm-hmm. We're cordial in terms of we can meet up, talk about our respective situations and have the boundary where we do not...
Why is Ngina triggered? Fix your face, Ngina.
Like, we do not cross any lines. We're like, at one point in life, we were together. At this point in life, we are with different people and we respect that, but we had that respect for the type of relationship we had in terms of friendship. So
it didn't end badly.
It did not.
I get how you can.
I get you. Yeah, I get you completely.
I get how you can.
I have any exes where it ended badly.
I may think they can end badly, but you can outgrow the fact that it ended badly. Yeah, okay, I don't know how to explain it. For me, the reason I talk to my exes is some of them, we just met at the wrong season. Maybe we were just not compatible because of the season we are in. Right. We're incompatible because we didn't know that we were incompatible. Like, you get, it didn't work because we, in the relationship, you realize, hey, we don't value the same things. Mm, this won't work. Next. You get.
Okay, so, I get that. I like that.
You can't hate them. That you can't hate them for anything because they've not done anything.
I don't think it's a hate thing. I think for me, it's a boundaries thing. I think being in close proximity with people who you already have had that connection with, it's like, you're leaving room for something to happen.
I don't think so.
Do
yeah,
you?
I know. I think, yes, you can have boundaries and yes, you can be cordial. I don't think you need to be enemies. You don't need to hate each other. You don't need to be talking trash about each other. You can meet and say hi to each other. But if you are having a friendship where you said, like, you will meet, you have a conversation. If I was the other part, like, if I was a partner to someone who is close with their exes, I would feel uncomfortable. I wouldn't say don't meet them. I just would feel some type of
way.
I would not entirely be
Let me come for you.
Purely platonic.
I know it can be purely platonic, but at the back of my mind, I know that these people have history. Like,
let me come for you.
You already have had a connection. You already have, like, this proof of concept that something can happen.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
I can't be 100% comfortable.
Okay, but let me come for you because you're also of the same mindset that you can date your friends, but you don't want to tell your partner that, you don't tell your partner that you and your friend slept together or you had a thing with your friend but you want to remain friends. It's a double standard. Please help us. Help me help you.
So I feel like this is Maya and Richard's show and Gina.
Help me help you, please.
Because
listen.
Help me.
I'm listening.
You should date your friends. I was playing devil's advocate on that episode.
Mm. Why you?
If you're gonna and I didn't say date, that one was hook up with. That
no, that's the thing. Same thing. Sleeping with your friends. It's the same concept with also in a relationship. Wait, because
you all sleep with your friends.
Yeah, okay. So
I'm trying to catch up for this conversation.
In our previous episode, we had a discussion about whether you should sleep with your friends. Like, it's okay for you to casually sleep with your friends.
Or
you'd rather casually sleep with a stranger.
Yes.
So I was of the opinion that you should casually sleep with a stranger. Gina was like, friend. And because they know your boundaries, they know that.
Exactly. Yeah. You see, this person, you already know that they care about you. You already know that they will put your interests at least to some level.
Your friends list is going to turn into a hit list. Eventually.
But at the end of that conversation, we ended with don't sleep with your friends.
Okay. Please.
We were just having a conversation that still ended with don't sleep with your friends.
Okay.
And, but I'm still of the opinion of if something does happen, like if a one-time thing happens, I don't know, like you were at a party, whatever, and uyu ndio alikuwa. Then you end up hooking up.
Not uyu ndio alikuwa.
I don't think your partner or whoever your partner comes afterwards
this
needs to know.
Available to me.
Bruh.
I don't think
that's really there. Hey, uyu ndio alikuwa.
No, hey. I don't think your partner in the future needs to know what happened with you and someone from the past.
Oh, no. I think
they do. So you want full me disclosure. To sleep with, you want me to sleep with my friend and then I invite him partner. To my wedding and he's there. Kikiking with my husband, but he has seen my insides.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Stop.
He doesn't have to know.
Everyone just doesn't say anything.
But that's the thing. Hakuna siri ya watu wawili. So the minute, the fact that in your friend group, let's say, we are all three of us are, I wanted to say three of us that I realized you have a partner. So Mimi, Wewe, na person X are friends. And then I know that you slept with X.
Mm-hmm.
And
you also you know my boyfriend,
I know your current partner. Like, it's gonna come out at some point.
It's not a lie. Like I'm not hiding it.
It's a lie of omission.
If it comes up,
it's a lie of omission.
It happened. I won't lie about it. But I'm not going to bring up the con. Why am I randomly starting to tell you that? By the way, I hooked up with X and Y. Why would I?
Does she rub your feet? You know that song.
Which?
Does she know that you like to play PS2?
I know the song.
It's an R&B song.
I can't explain this
feeling.
I think about it. Yes, that's so.
And even though we moved on,
so there's only
it
that
gets
comparison.
So hard to walk away.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
That's exactly
that's why
it.
I wouldn't bring it up because
so
then
you have
if
to
this
be full disclosure. That means you never got closure from that relationship.
No.
To a point where you're like, hey, my current does not need to be about my past.
No. It's just avoiding, well, this is now maybe be a bit avoidant, like avoiding a situation where you have to constantly think about every time I hang out with this group of friends and this person will be there and feeling insecure. And I would understand if the person felt insecure if they knew. It's just that because I don't want you to feel insecure, I wouldn't say it. But if it came up, I also wouldn't lie. I'll just tell you the truth.
Yeah. Okay, segue into.
I like the fact that if it came
if
up.
If it comes up.
No, imagine. No, there's sometimes
it has to be disclosed. Like
I think you should disclose, but if you don't, me, I'm here with you. One thing about me, I'm going to support my friends, good or bad decisions.
So, yeah, for women's rights and,
I think you should
and women's wrongs.
I love it.
Okay, now we get serious and start the topic for real. Eh? What are we talking about today? Today's episode is about. Guy code, bro code, what does that mean? We want to just discuss the, you know, the toxicity in men and the good ones. Yeah. Okay, the good things in brotherhood. Let me not hit. Because we have a positive gentleman on set today. Mm-hmm.
As far as we know.
It's so true. Because you don't know anyone, you only know them in the capacity that they relate with you.
Yes, and the information that you have about them. And we're also going to talk about girl code and maybe like the differences between girl code and bro
and
code.
Guy code. Okay, let's start. Do you have one that you want us to talk about today, Richard? Like, give us, start us off.
Yeah, first of all, no. What is the difference between bro code and girl code? I think when I heard you guys define it in your podcast, I thought it was pretty much the same. Those unsaid rules in your friendship.
Now,
for us, like, as sisters and for you guys as bros, basically the unsaid rules and the things that go without...
having to mention.
You don't have to mention it.
They're obvious.
And in those situations, you expect certain things to happen because that's the code.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So do you have a bro code that you have in mind?
I think I'll build this up from your previous episode.
Yeah.
Dating your exes.
We are starting there.
That's a rule. That's a bro code. For me, a personal opinion.
So no dating your friend's exes or they shouldn't date your exes. Nah, why are you gatekeeping your exes?
Why do you want to date people's trash?
They are not trash.
Even if
maybe
they
are amazing, you're just incompatible. Okay, fine, so why are you cock blocking me?
In fact, I think
maybe we were made for each other.
And let you guys go.
Maybe we were made for each other. No. I know it's also in girl code.
That
don't
date
your
friend's
exes. But sometimes you're just not compatible. I'll die on that hill. Maybe and Brandon were dating and I liked him. Yes, it was okay, but we're not like, not even that. You've never been with someone, maybe not even necessarily a boyfriend, but an interest. And the more they talk, you're like, hey, this person would really work with person X because they like the same things. Me, I've thought of that. Like I've been on a date and I was like, I think this person would work for this person because they like the same thing. Someone has even gone on a date with someone I introduced them to and they said, imagine, I feel like you and this guy would get along. I don't know why you introduced me to him.
Wow. Imagine.
Because you share the same interest. He likes those weird things you like. Like, and it can be little things like you like the museums, yeah, or you're a buddy in bed. Like, whatever it is. It could be those little things. But
you see, I completely understand that. And at that stage, I haven't gotten to, like, an extremely intimate level with this person. So if I go on one date with a person and I'm like, maybe us guys are not compatible, but I'll introduce you to my friend, the depth is not there. There's nothing for me to feel like we've been so close and intimate that if you're with that person, I'd feel awkward about it. Yeah, we're still in the stage of getting to know each other, and I've gotten to know that bit I've gotten to know, I felt like is more compatible with you than with me. Yeah. So that's fine. Like, I could go on one date with someone and refer them to you if I felt like that was the case. However, someone I have been in a relationship with, someone I have been intimate with, and then my friend who is close to me is going for the same person, I'm sorry, I'm still not for it. I'm not comfortable. You can call me immature. I am immature. I am comfortable.
Very immature, and I love your category.
You know, the reason I disagree also, what if you date someone and you're not serious about commitment, but I can tell this is a really lovely guy, and
out of 7 billion people,
yeah, but just see, I'll only date the ones I know. Out of those 7 billion, there are 6 billion that I don't know.
Friends,
yeah.
Don't be boring, like Holly Davis. Don't be boring. Create, innovate.
Network. Kwa nini una network na watu wako kwa sakuli yangu?
Si kwa sababu network is the people you know. Sasa sina kujua through, like...
Tafuta watu wengi.
Exactly. Please. So it's like, okay, nimewacha. You know, even as you say, you were saying on your episode, when I am dating this person and maybe I am not being serious, you're just over there watching me in my relationship or situationship, thinking about how this man would be like, perfect for
no,
me.
No. Maybe I wasn't even thinking that, but then... I got to know him because we're all friends,
Maya,
and we hang out together.
Maya, to be honest,
no?
You can't say you weren't even thinking that. The fact that you would consider dating someone immediately after.
Not immediately after. Okay, after, so what's the timeline?
After they've broken
what's
up
the timeline?
With your friend.
What's acceptable timeline?
You'd still think that. So even when we were together, there was an element of you that thought even maybe me and them would work. That's how I look at it. Yeah. Like, even when we were together.
I feel like you're projecting your insecurities.
No, even when we were together, there was something about them and about you that was making it look like, okay, so maybe this thing can actually work. Like, there was a thought that you had entertained before. It just doesn't happen that you wake up after they've broken up and you're like, you know what? Okay. I think I like this guy.
Okay, there's someone who's telling me,
broken up,
there's someone who's telling
like
me,
shoot my shot.
They dated their ex's best friend. And I was so confused.
Their ex's best friend.
So this is a guy. Aliniambia venye, he was dating this girl and then they broke up. And then this girl told, okay, the best friend came and told this guy, but maybe that girl was cheating on you. So seriously, in there, he was heartbroken and then she gave him consolation and then they ended up having something.
A shoulder to cry
something.
On is also a dick to ride on.
A period. Period.
He was the one crying at this point in time.
Yeah.
The one doing the
so
crying.
It was a bit, and then I thought, I feel like that girl broke. Girl code.
Yes.
Because if I found out my friend was cheating, I'd never
already,
tell her partner.
So,
na kufa na yu information.
My perspective would be that chick already knew she wanted this guy.
That's exactly
from
what
the jam.
There's a certain level.
Because see, he DM'd
she wanted
break.
This guy.
He DM'd us on the page. And just, we were both just like, this man, this woman, the girl wanted
this
man after all. Yeah.
Example.
So
this babe had seen this man from the jump, seen how he's treating her, and then been like, okay, I want this man for myself. How can I get him? I need to tell him that his girlfriend is cheating. Oh. And then
we need
him a shoulder to cry on.
And was the girlfriend actually cheating on him?
We don't know. Because he said that afterwards, when he asked her, even after they broke up, she denied and she denies. And to date, she still says that she never cheated.
Oh, so there's no... The burden of proof
we
is
don't
just
know, yeah.
based off of the fact that the best friend
it's
said
exactly.
this chick is
yeah,
actually cheating.
She said, yeah. she said.
There was no proof.
There's no evidence.
That's so crazy.
Speaking of...
But I wonder.
I think she wanted
You think she wanted what?
I think she wanted that guy.
Yeah, she did.
She did.
Yeah, she wanted
Can
that
I
guy all along.
Just... When you said girls want men to cheat them how they're treating their current partner, I think that's so real.
That's
real. So sometimes... let me tell you, this dating scene is the ghetto. Now, it's like kissing frogs to find the prince, and your girl is tired. Personally, I'm on my last
day. With the frogs.
I'm done. In fact, I'm done with the soko. I'm back inside the house. If you want me, come for me in my mother's house. I'm tired. I'm over it. I'm done. Like, release me. In fact, they're selling. Donkey meat on the side of the soko that I'm at.
Okay, when you say there's samosas zapaka?
Which
bus.
Is,
you know those ones.
Which medically speaking is acceptable.
What?
It's a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Oh my god.
Donkey meat is actually like
separate. Oh, isn't it like tough?
No, it's not.
Why do you know that information?
I actually have a friend who's a vet, and she told me
it's fine. The donkey.
Like, yeah, yeah. Like
she,
when
she,
they
wait,
went
what?
When they were doing their training in campus,
so confused.
They were given donkey meat.
That's so
to
crazy.
Eat.
It's actually good.
Okay, but people also eat horse meat, so I guess they're the same family.
Yeah.
People eat horse meat.
You go to Fogo Gaucho and eat zebra meat.
It's the fact that people are eating, like, horses are so beautiful. Like, why are we...
Even chicken are beautiful, but we eat them. We can't eat
how are chicken beautiful? If Ngina said chicken are beautiful, if Ngina ever tells you you're beautiful, run. She said chicken are beautiful.
You've never seen
how
chickens look.
Like, you just feel like holding them and cuddling them. Like,
this is so beautiful.
Chickens are very
how
much?
No, I understand someone saying a baby goat is cute because they're adorable. But chicken, kuku, manyoya tu, nazwenye zinanuka, alafu zimejaa tu hewa.
No way, Maya. I don't, yeah.
But, we watcha.
The thing is, with food, food is cultural.
Uh-huh.
You go to a certain part of this world and there's a certain food that you would not consider at all.
Yeah.
But for them,
that's a thing. Like the frogs and the snails.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fix it.
So you come back home and you're like, hey, I cannot eat donkey meat. And then there's a part of this world where
donkey meat is eat.
Dogs.
But no one is also saying donkeys are cute. The only donkey that's cute is one in Shrek.
Fight Eddie Murphy, your uncles. Big up.
That's it.
It's funny, but is it cute? But it's just ha 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 to a moment.
It's funny.
Yeah, it's definitely funny. Personality. Yeah, I think it's cute also. Because one thing about me, I'm gonna love a funny man. 10 over 10.
That's why they be taking you as a joke out here.
Ouch. Straight to the heart.
Hey!
Like, that's a
you are rude.
That's a dagger that was twisted.
We?
Love you though.
We?
I also think you're very beautiful.
Hey! Okay. Mr. Kikuito are beautiful. Na mtu anasema kuku ni beautiful. Leave me.
Oh my god.
Leave
gosh.
Me. It's okay. It's okay. Leave
no,
me be.
Kuku is beautiful. Chicken. Like, have you ever gone
are you a
to...
Luya?
I have Luya traits in me.
Yeah, clearly. You and cuckoos are like this.
Yeah. 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 My mom is Luya.
Way to my
so
heart.
I have.
Way but to
have
your heart.
You've never thought of how you go to Shags and you look at just like chicken doing their thing. Mm. You know,
it's like beautiful.
You know, I'm so
watch.
Scared of chicken. That's the only reason I can't even identify with this
okay,
topic.
Maybe
like
you're
so scared of chicken.
Let me tell you guys a very interesting experience. Just a couple of weeks back.
Stop. I, you know, you can't see that.
Yeah.
I hope that it's kika kwa the video. Najua kwa nini kwa audio itakuwa.
That's hilarious.
Audio itakuwa.
That's very funny.
That's funny. You're stupid though. You're stupid.
Okay, but back to the friendship bit. Would you tell your friends if you saw their girl cheating on them? And like straight up, eh, niliona demu yako na nani na nani.
Ooh, the tea.
Sounds like a you problem, you know. Yeah. Wouldn't let that shit happen to me though.
Hey, oh my god, wickedness.
But to be honest, if it's someone who's close to me, really close to me, like I might see someone else's chick going about her business with someone else. It depends on the relationship I have with that guy. Okay. If we're really close, yeah. I'd be like, hey, what's going on between you and have you noticed? Ama, do you know?
So you won't go outrightly and say, I saw this person with someone
yeah,
else.
I'd be like, hey, you know, Juicy, I was at X and X and I saw your mama with some other guy. Kwani, what's happening? So I'd like to know in case he already knows there's something. I'd have to inquire from a point of, do you know?
You're not giving it as tea. You're not giving it as by udaku.
No. I'd just be like, hey, I saw your chick. Is like, what's going on? Do you think there's something that
so
you should
said,
be concerned
you said,
about?
You said,
or
it depends on the level of closeness with your friend. So, which friends would you not say, like,
if it's an acquaintance, if it's someone,
so by the way,
okay. Oh, yeah, acquaintances. Yeah.
Like,
imagine I've had this exact same thing from
colleague.
Another guy.
Yeah.
Like,
okay,
I'd
colleague.
Just be like,
colleague, you wouldn't tell?
I wouldn't tell either.
Yeah, you can't go about telling your colleague.
I may tell.
Because you don't know the dynamic of the relationship
exactly.
Also. Maybe they are non-monogamous.
I may tell my colleague. I tell my colleague, but my colleagues who are my friends.
It's because they are your friends, not your colleagues.
Not
the only reason you're telling them is because they're your friends. Mm. If they're your colleagues and they're not your friends, you wouldn't tell them.
True.
Because that has nothing to do with me.
Exactly.
Also, I don't just come to work and just think how I know that you someone is dogging on you. Exactly. Like, it's just that.
Does this make a difference if your friend is female? So, like, if I have a man and you know he's cheating on me, would you tell me?
Okay, that's interesting.
Imagine, I think. Is that a thing? Yeah, I think they would. You wouldn't?
Very interesting.
Me, a guy friend has never told
me. Because
I
care, because I care about you, I'd actually tell you.
Okay, we thank God.
I'd have to go and, like, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've actually seen and experienced such a thing. And then, Walirudiana, so...
You saw the guy cheating on her and you told her and then they got back together?
Then I went back and tried to explain and then I was just like...
But did you cause her?
No, we didn't cause
her. Oh, then that's fine. As long as she didn't cut you off,
yeah,
fine.
It was just a point of, yo, did you know that?
So in the future, will you not tell her? Like now that she went back to the person, if you saw it again, I would say Makitu.
No, I'd definitely say.
You'd still say?
Yeah, I'd still say. I'll be like, yo, I saw...
How choki?
If she gets past it and she's okay with it,
okay,
then fine.
Like, you know, because maybe she's chosen to live that life of dating someone who's dogging and it's life.
Good for her.
Especially
then.
If it's someone nearly won.
Imagine I've asked a guy friend this before. Nah, he said, okay, we went out and he saw his friend's wife out with someone.
Yeah.
And I was like, so utamambi akasama, oh, we're not close like that, so I won't tell him. And then I said, but who would you tell? Would you tell, like, so now I know his friend, so I asked. And then he was like, yeah, if it was that person, I would definitely tell them. Makes sense. If it's someone who we're not close with, it's a no for me.
Okay.
Mind your business.
Yeah,
that's valid.
That's actually where I'm at as well.
And, okay, sorry. This is just a series of questions in the same line. If your friend, like, say your co-host, okay, no, that's a bad example, just another friend, he has a partner, maybe you guys are close, but not that close. His partner starts hitting on you, starts sliding into your DM, starts talking to you. I will assume that you will turn her down because we are assuming that you're a decent person, but will you tell him?
That's a good question.
Gina, you need to answer that also.
Yeah, you know how in interviews when they pose a difficult question like, thank you very much for that question. So thank you very much for that question. I think, first things first, you have to draw, like, clear boundaries and cut her off.
But how? If you're hanging out as
You're
friends?
Hanging out, but you have to linger. You have to, like, make sure you make it also clear that I know what's happening between us. Like, we're at an age where we can't beat about the bush. Yes. We're very clear about what's going on.
Yeah.
So you tell someone, I get. There's an attraction. And I see the way you're moving, and I see the advances you're making. I don't think it's appropriate. One, you have to make it clear that you're aware of what's going on. Yeah. Secondly, you tell them, listen, I would not want this to jeopardize my friendship with your guy because he's my friend first. I met you through him. And now that this is happening, I do not feel comfortable about it. I do not think we should continue talking the way we talk because this is going to lead to a lot of trouble. And if this does not stop, I have to tell him what's going on.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you won the babe.
Yeah, you won.
But then you tell your friend only a key
ukiona, maze ukiona imezidi bana. You have to go and say, hey, bro, listen.
Yeah.
This is what has been going on.
Screenshots.
You have to give
screens. So now I have a question.
There has
would
to be
this,
evidence.
Would this happen if your partner is married to this person or before this person is married to this person? I'm not either way.
Because
I would only warn you if
you're not married.
If you're not married so that you don't marry this person. But then if you are, it's a bit difficult. Me, honestly, but, nitajitoa. Like,
so
I don't
happens,
think I'll come and tell Ngina, your man was hitting on me. I'll just stop hanging out with you. Nitacha kuja kwako.
Like with me...
Like, I'll be hanging out with you alone.
Only me alone.
But if you are those people for, I carry my man as a handbag everywhere we go.
But what if, like,
baby
but
girl,
pre-marriage?
Tutoko napatana studio.
What about if pre-marriage it was never there and then they get married
and then,
after?
Yes.
Are you mad? Are you mad?
Or Maya.
Now you've realized I'm beautiful. when now you've married my friend.
No, but babes, what if now it happens even like in person, loved in group settings, time. Like yeah. or during my birthdays, that's when he tries to talk to you and yeah. then afterwards. So it's not even at a one-on-one with mm. you. He's not even meeting you alone. You guys are not friends.
Yeah.
But he's hitting on you when you come to like for group setups.
Exactly.
In group meetings.
Live.
Would you not tell me? First of all, the Mambo expectation live. You told, let me just tell you right now that if I found out that he was doing this, even if you're married and you didn't tell me,
okay,
I'm cutting you. Okay, I'm not cutting you off, but I'll be upset.
But I have a but question. Have to, yeah. I feel like we've been in that situation and you didn't tell me. You told me after we broke up.
Because he wasn't out.
Therapy.
And I would have expected. No. I would have expected. Gina would have told me that this man was hitting on her mm-hmm. or moved a bit funny.
Uh-huh.
Both Gina and another friend of mine.
Yeah.
But all of you told me post breakup.
Yes.
And I remember thinking, how is this helping me?
You
let me tell you
the guy like and that's we're talking months later we're talking months later and so I remember thinking
because he wasn't outrightly hitting on us if
what
he was
is outrightly hitting on someone like what you're either hitting on someone
and
or
you
you're not
he had DM'd me
yeah
you knew he had DM'd and even asked to like he had DM'd me and I told you he DM'd me and he asked to hang out with his other friend
yeah
and I was just like no. And that's what I told you.
That's it.
I was like, nope. we are not friends. Why are you talking to me? We are not friends. The other part of him talking to me and just like trying to initiate conversations, because he never actually initiated a conversation that was, it was just
worth writing home about.
Yeah. So like, why am I telling you? And I don't feel like there's anything to tell right now. If
okay.
he had actually hit on me and asked me out,
okay.
instantly
then,
screenshots.
Yeah.
Yeah. The reason why I told you afterwards is because of now our other friend who had told
now
you.
Now that one was hit on
that
directly.
That one was hit on directly. And I'm like, okay. maybe he was trying okay. the same with me, but I don't have that energy.
I get you.
I
get you.
Yeah,
that
I get
makes
you.
Sense. That makes sense.
See?
Crazy. Yeah, okay, I'll take it. Fine.
I agree with that, yeah.
So tell Ngina. Noted.
Yeah,
I'm writing notes.
Tell me.
Tell you. If he hits on me, tell you.
Send screenshots. Like in now, hey, I have a bit of a challenge. So there was someone now in your situation where I told the person that this and this was happening. And then, see, they ended up, they got back together, like, mm-hmm. they didn't stop being in the relationship that they were in. Then, months later, the person did it again. Would I, should
repeat
I?
Repeat offender.
Yeah, repeat offense. So, is this something that I should be saying again, if I already said it the first time and it made zero difference? Ask for advice. Dilemma.
I think it depends. I think I'd say it twice, but I wouldn't say it the third time. I'd say the reason I'd say the first time, the second time, the first time because maybe he lied to you that he'll change. The second time is to tell you that he did not change. The third time is sitasema. Si ungangane na shida yako basi. Umeamua kufanya
that thing. I agree with that as well. The third time is
useless guy.
Even the vlog say yuko. Sasa me.
Ume accept basi.
I already told you.
Yeah.
If you think this is going to change or it's going to be any different, that's now.
But don't you feel like people know? Okay, like
they
before
do.
They commit to relationships,
they
kind of know their
yeah.
person's weaknesses.
I don't think this
so you know,
you when
yeah,
you
know that your person oh, likes yeah. women, you know that your person likes men, you know
yeah.
what I mean? Like you know who you. I can't be buyer to evil. We can't even to be buyer for streets. You know what I mean? So you know.
Evil.
That's yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I shut down the conversation and I was like, "This is very inappropriate, and I don't want to talk to you, and you know why." And he was like, "Okay, fair enough," and he stopped talking to me. So,
but it's not hard to get for real. Sikutaki. Like, leave me
men
alone.
Like the person.
Yo.
I think sometimes
it's... Sometimes it's delusion.
Is that for...
It's an illusion of grandeur. You're thinking, you know, I love the
release
challenge.
Us.
Yeah.
She's not... Oh, my God.
The
women in the room have all rolled their eyes.
Literally. Everyone was rolling their eyes. Yo.
I don't want to meet
sadly,
you. Like,
but
I,
sadly, that's how some men operate.
Yes.
They think, oh, so... She thinks I need to put in more effort. I need to pursue this one. So, like, they misinterpret it and think I need to try harder.
You know, what when you're not worried?
What
when you're not worried? What
I am saying,
it's
I'm saying I don't
how,
want you. Just
I think it's
the
just
first
how
time.
Men.
You know
what
when you're not
worried?
Soko. Forget
it.
Wanaume when you're nafikiria hivi. Ni wanawake when you wanasema no, but they mean yes. Like,
no,
if you want the girl,
yes,
if you,
no,
let me tell you,
yes,
if you're
yes,
a babe,
yeah.
seriously, and you like him, I'm not saying you be readily available every day, but then, how does no mean yes? You know what I mean? Like, it's okay. You can meet him every 2 weeks. It doesn't mean you say, no, I am not available this weekend, and then on Saturday, I'm available.
Or you say
okay,
you're not available,
okay.
and then the next time you guys like, speak, like, why didn't you ask me the second time? Like,
yeah,
I
just wanted
to insist. Or I wanted
never
to persist.
Understood
what
were,
I wanted you to insist.
Or,
are you
I've
okay?
Never,
what's wrong with you?
I've
say
never
what you
understood
want.
That part where the chick
yeah.
actually goes like, I just wanted you to ask again.
Yeah, just say. Like, why? If someone asks you the first time and the answer is yes, say why? Yes.
Like, yani, echo
what is this? It's the same as the same caliber of babes who say that I don't want you to ask me if you should kiss me. I want you to go for it. And then if you ask me, it comes off as not as masculine. Maya is making a face as if she's one of those babes.
No, I'm not one of those babes. I'm just very confused. Okay, I don't know. I think it depends on the setting. No. Depends on the setting. I think that it's okay for a guy to ask if he wants to ask, and it's okay for a guy to read the room if he wants to read the room. Like, you get, I don't think there's one standard way of doing
that's
it.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Like, there's steps that are building up towards that.
So, hey, when you juke someone body language,
that would affirm it.
That's true.
I don't know whether I want the can.
But if you are ever in doubt, please ask.
Girl, if you're
and
in doubt,
like
ask.
For me, especially if you are a stranger,
please ask. Me imagine even if you're a stranger and you try it and I'm just na dark too.
Yeah, mama tutacheza tu kati.
Na kisi zako tutacheza tu kati. Because what?
Ogopa.
What?
No, because no. I think with strangers especially, even if like even on first dates, just ask. Just ask.
Me, the
people try to kiss people the first time.
People are trying to kiss people on first dates. First times. Let me tell you, men are audacious. Yeah, audacity is free. Audacity is free in this Nairobi. Chaff. Hey.
That's very true. Audacity is very free in Nairobi.
And there was no alcohol involved.
That's another thing. Yani tu wewe, you're sober-minded. Yako yote. Umetoka.
You know the face that these people make when they're about to kiss you? Like.
Which men are you seeing?
Na alikuwa zama niko sa
inbaya
soko.
Cool J.
Wewe tu uko. Hey, wewe siju uko soko gani. Yo ni marikiti.
Not me. Well, maybe like. Gina from like 5 years ago. Yeah, my friend. Yeah.
Her name is the lip smack. Oh my God. You know, I would but die laughing. Like that, you know, I don't know how to keep...
That's not, like, I think it's reverse the rules. Yeah. If a chick, like, we were about to kiss and a chick starts licking her lips and whatnot, I'd just be like...
The hell?
Okay. What's going on in that
what's
situation?
Happening? Like, what? You can be immediately turned on.
Why?
But you know, there are people who you kiss and then... They taste funny or they smell weird. There's someone who was telling me. There's someone I know. Oh!
That's a good one. Maya, you would look over here because they're funny.
No. I wouldn't because halitosis meaning I'm going to watch it.
Go see your dentist, by the way.
Please. But imagine a friend of mine who was making out with some guy and every time after she just used to get a stomachache. I think they were allergic. She was allergic to him.
You know, this reminds me of the time I had a thing with someone and then I got food poisoning afterwards.
Are you sure it was
after
food poisoning?
I'm not going to say the details of what happened.
Oh, after whatever happened.
Yeah, after whatever
you
happened,
got food poisoning.
I had not eaten. So I don't know where the food
poisoning. You had eaten, just not food.
No.
Iligulwa.
All I'm saying is,
you
have to
take care of your
hygiene. I don't even get food poisoning when I eat food.
You know the way they tell ladies to take their pineapples and
yeah.
Is that something for men?
Yes.
Yeah,
eat
your fruit. Take water.
Like for women, we know that
even the pineapples also help the men, but just make sure, even if you don't eat fruits, water, hydrate.
Mimi, hydration, na matunda. Matunda tafadhali. Matunda tafadhali. Of importance.
Yeah, don't also just be out here eating KFC.
Do you know why
food? Also eat your vegetables. Be a healthy person.
Because why are you testing like acid? What's the reason? And then you want to insist. Niache, niachilie, umenishika pingu za maisha. Niachilie.
Why are you testing like acid? Mtana. Inakuchoma. Inawasha. Okay, anyway, guys, I wouldn't know what these guys are talking about. I am a virgin.
Oh my God.
Waiting for my husband, waiting till marriage.
Good stuff. Happy for you.
Thanks.
I have a question. How do you, okay, maybe, as someone who goes clubbing, I was being told something in guy code is, if a guy invites you to the club and you've gone with him, let it either you and him only, amatakani. The girl can't dance with other people and like mingle around the club because she came with you. Like it's a disrespect to the guy. I remember hearing that and I was like, I don't understand.
I agree with that. Like I invite a chick to the club.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, yeah, let's go out tonight.
Yeah.
And she has the audacity to dance with her guys.
Yeah, because what if we are just friends?
Yo, you invited her as a friend.
Okay. One, if I invite you to the club as just friends, either I'm inviting you to the club because you're an awesome wingman.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, like you are definitely going to get me chicks.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, or I'll come with my girlfriends and then you'll hit
and
on
I
them.
Have to link up with one of them.
Okay.
So there has to be an ROI.
Okay, a return on investment. Yes. Okay. I hear you.
If we are attracted and we like have had a thing going on and I invite you to the club, I'm like, hey, I think Kesho, if you're free, I'd like to take you out. We go to the club. Ni. There has if there's an attraction between us and I see you dancing with other people, I'd definitely be offended.
I feel like kwanza umu alikuwa ananiambia in terms of other people in the club viewing your interaction, like you and that friend, because they'll be like, hey, kwani, this guy, Hana, like he doesn't, like he's not asserted himself with this thing. And I'm just like, because is it really that deep?
Actually, if there's an attraction and we've been talking and we, you know, there's something going on between us, and then we go to the club, and then you start dancing with other men, I'd be like, I've failed.
Okay, that one is a bit disrespectful.
You have failed this city.
That one makes sense. I understand what you're
talking about. By the time the chick has the confidence to actually dance start with someone talking, else, because you don't just start dancing.
Yes.
Yeah.
You start talking.
Yeah,
start,
you have like a vibe.
There's like a vibe that is building, and then you start dancing.
Yeah.
I'd be like,
would it make a difference if she was dancing with chicks?
No, you dance with chicks all you want.
Hey, okay.
Unless I can see clearly this is a stud.
Oh, okay. Then it's competition.
She's still your girl. Okay. Yeah. If I can sense this competition.
So the issue is the
Yeah, and I can see this is actually a proper stud, and this one can actually take mine. But you know, and chicks, let me be honest, chicks can steal chicks from men. Way easily than men can steal chicks from men.
Easily.
And what I want to tell you is that moving forward, it doesn't need to be studs. Oh,
just take care of your girl.
It is. I agree with that. So, I agree with that perspective.
Watch the vibe. Yeah.
The stud part was because it would be obvious. Like, I'd be able to read the situation immediately.
Yes. But even if it's not a stud, just watch the vibe.
Now, there's a chick just plain and simple and there's an advance they're making and then they start dancing together, there's a point even you as a man, no matter how dumb you are, you'd be able to read and say, hey, the way this chick is dancing with my chick.
Kidogo atampeleka nyumbani.
She's about to steal your chick.
Would you still be okay with it in that case?
If I can see she's about to steal my chick. Bro, no. Stop dancing. Like, I'm coming in between.
I think he'll just... Assert
dominance. Go to that chick, bend her over.
Not the bend over. Okay, let me give...
That's a joke.
Yes, that better be a joke.
But I'm just saying, in terms of, you'd have to go assert dominance by dancing with your girl, making sure that you give her the attention, give her the time, give her a good time.
Yeah.
And now if you're just there with your buddy, your wingman,
yeah,
if she's dancing with other guys,
she better be getting me chicks as well, because
so now I have another question. In the sherehe, setting,
you know the way just been ghosted.
You know the way guys come to the club or a concert with like mini girls, and then you go, let's say it's you and like four babes, and then you meet your guy friend there. Do you expect your guy friend to ask you if he can hit, like if it's free for all?
Don't ask me. I'll come and tell you, yo. So before we meet at the concert, I'll have already told you, yo, I'm pulling up to this concert. I'm with this chick and I'm coming with three of her friends.
Yeah. Jibambe.
So you have to know, by the time we get to the concert, my friend has to know. And that also explains your level of friendship.
Because
he should be able to tell, even if I had not communicated prior, he should be able to come and tell me, yo, so mgani hapa ni wako.
That's what I meant. Yeah, someone so has to,
who's on the menu?
Who's not?
Who is off?
Okay. I get that though.
So, a la carte. I see, I pick, I eat.
I feel like that happens with girls
not
also.
Literally or figuratively eat, but I'm like spending time with that chick.
Yeah.
I'd be like, at a point, I'd just be like, so I came with Maya, but Ngina and her friends.
A single.
Try your luck.
Yeah, I get that.
Try your luck.
Yeah.
I get that.
But even if I had not communicated it prior, the level of friendship we have dictates, guy codes.
Yeah.
Dictates that you have to come and tell me, so which of these babes are you interested in?
Yeah.
And which one can I hit on?
You know,
and which one of them has someone? So, because you can start hitting on someone, and I'm like, hey, wait, her boyfriend is actually coming like,
yeah,
in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So, don't try this one. But maybe this one, jaribu. As far as I can tell, and as far as I know, she's single, you can try your luck.
Yeah.
I think, even for us, it's the same. Even when we go to places and situations, and you're like, I pull up with my guy friends, and then Maya will be like,
Are they free for taking them
off? Yeah, this one, this one,
who's available, like who's not?
And maybe if, now for her, I'll tell her if there's ever been any history with anyone who is
in the room. Because it's a no. So that,
going
back to what she said.
Yeah, so she tells me so that I know.
So that
the history part
exactly
has to be disclosed, right?
It's disclosed.
Right, Gina? Right? History has to be disclosed, yeah?
Disclosed with my friends.
Boyfriend is where you draw the line.
You know what's weird is when the weird thing is when you in the group you discuss, you see, like the guys have that, and then the girls also, but then the guys don't want the girls, that the girls choose them. Does that make sense? That's happened to me before. So I had a party and we were like three guys and three girls.
A lot.
And then I wanted one guy, but that guy wanted my friend and my friend wanted another guy. It was just a bit awkward. Anyway, people
that's
just
like that Spider-Man meme.
People got
Spider-Man who's like
yeah, people got. It was so weird because we eventually nothing even happened. I think, or the guy I wanted one of my friends, and something happened between them. But the rest of us were just to live vibe. To kakunywa pombe, to kajiekele.
I love him. Kenda home. No one bugged anyone.
No, someone bugged someone, but I didn't catch feelings because I was just like, hey, that's your type. That's your type. That's
okay,
my type.
Fair enough. Okay, would you be? This is a question to Maya. So if you're feeling someone, like we go to a place, like this person is maybe one of his friends. So you're feeling that person, but that person is feeling me. What would you expect me to do?
To be felt. Sweetie, to be felt is what I would expect you to do because this one is feeling you.
You wouldn't feel some type of way.
I feel like even if I feel some type of way, that's a personal that's my personal business. Because you see that thing I was saying, don't keep people experiences. Yeah. You like who you like. I can't force someone to like someone. When my guy friends come up to me and they're like, oh, you know how you have banging friends, you just introduce me. And I'm like, I know my friends, you're not their type. There's no point of putting you in an awkward situation. And then you start feeling insecure because my friend said you're broke, you're not good looking,
you're not
likes them tall. I'm not introducing her to a short person. She says she wants someone who's making six figures, I know how much you're making, you're my friend. Yeah. It's not six figures. Yeah. What am I doing? I'm not playing those games.
You can't introduce me to someone who's lower than my standards and expect me to be okay with it.
It's Kwani, I'm wanting less for my friend, even if you're my friend.
That's girl code, right?
You get like,
That's girl code right there. And where does it like affect men? Like, you know, us guys, we'll never tell you, don't bring me a broke chick.
Uh-huh.
Don't bring me.
So you say like don't bring you an ugly chick.
But naturally, men are wired to provide.
Yes.
So my pre-qualification for meeting a chick would not be, hey, she should not be broke.
It would be like, is she good looking? Is she what?
So
I got you covered. Best believe, I got you covered. So, my list of friends. Yeah,
I'd be like, you know my type. So just bring me, you know, a chick that looks like this, Mr. Type
what
of
if
physical
they're pretty,
criteria.
But they're not exactly your type, but they're still naturally and objectively very beautiful and like a beautiful person.
Have to make a compromise.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
I think, but you see, I feel like nowadays guys know what they want. May have been asked by a guy, introduce me to your girlfriends, and I was like, okay, these are my pre-qualifications. I said these are my single girlfriends, and I pulled out pictures and I said, Uyu,
Maya was playing Uyu, like she
Uyu. Uyu. And then he was like, with every picture he saw, there's something he was like, okay. Then I was like, Sashinde Ikazi. The guy was like, okay, I like them this thick, this color, this one. I said, okay.
I know exactly who to recommend and who to
And then Akasama, then he was like, okay, so is there, I said, yes, don't be stingy, be baby girl, don't be an asshole. Like,
the basics.
Makes sense.
Because nini tunafanya, why am I hooking up with someone who I know it's gonna fail?
You also get to a point in life where you don't really want to waste time.
Yeah.
You know exactly what you want, you know the type of people you hang out with, you know the type of chicks you want, you know the type of guys you want.
Yeah.
And the type of people your friends also want.
Yeah.
So you'd rather just be straightforward and you're like, I don't think this one will work for you.
Mm-hmm.
But I know a couple
who would.
That would. So let me show you these two. What do you think?
If you say go endo kujitafutie. But this is a free country. Kila mtu jipange.
Jipange.
But I don't. I think Maya is definitely on the. You will introduce your friends to your other friends. I'm like, if you meet great. I will not purposefully introduce.
She's not trying to hook us up. She's trying for us to die single.
I don't like it. I get what you're saying in terms of hooking people up. I never hook people up.
May hook people up.
Never.
That has nothing to do with me.
I never hook people up.
Lakini pia mkiko sana, msinilete drama.
Like if things hit the fan, you have to mediate.
Let me tell you.
You have to be the guy who was like, eh, but you see, you're the one who said that you take. Exactly.
If everyone is coming with their own story, whose side are you going to take?
The girls.
It's just a bad...
But what if the guy is my friend?
They said bros before girls. So girls before bros. I'm sorry. I'm going to take the girl's side.
Okay, sisters before misters.
Yeah.
But the guy is also my friend.
How good of a friend is he?
So it depends on the relationship as well.
Okay, so depend. I take the side of whoever I'm closest.
Yeah, that's the thing. Me, I think I'll do that.
It's also called for objectivity. You have to be objective.
But then also, I don't think I'd have to take a side because me don't involve me. Unless you're telling me general things like, oh, today we went here. Mimi, those integrities, mpendane na uko. Mimi nilikuwa na nyi mkishare fluids. Keep me out of your business.
No, Maya, I'm definitely for if you guys get to know each other and you hook up and whatever and you start to build a relationship, I will be there for you.
You operate like the government. You have to provide a conducive environment. For business.
So what happens is I will have my birthday parties very open. I mix friend groups. Mimi, I'm not the one
So if you want to link up, link up.
I will mix friend groups. Not, if you come, you meet people you like, great. I'm not going to intentionally come on to be like, okay, I associate Richard and Maya. I think you guys, none of my business. Yeah. And I've had situations where people have met in those situations and they've talked and they like each other and then it ends up not working out. And what I do is just, I keep a very Chinese wall. Like, unless something is very dire, don't tell me about it. Enjoy your relationship, good or bad.
I like that.
Okay.
Like me don't involve me. Yeah, but I want you guys to be. So I'll hook people up.
Mkosana mkosana ina huko.
Hey. Mimi, I'm just here to matchmake.
I know. We all don't want it to end as well. I know the vibes are vibing and the stories are so sweet, but this is the end of part one. If you want to check out part two, it's the next episode. Please check it out. And if you want to follow us on our socials, we are at Nairobi Sisterhood. And on our personal socials, it's at I Am Gena and at Maya Mushemi. Thank you so much. Bye.